الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمستطاع بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى، ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان، واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, I remind that in a great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever we enter our homes, we return, and we enter the homes, always enter with salam. Make salam loudly, clearly, cheerfully. Don't mumble it, don't under your breath, but very clearly make salam. After that, read Durood Sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And read Surah Ikhlas, Qul Wallahu Ahad, the whole surah. A sahabi came to Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and complained of financial constraints, difficulties. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, whenever you enter your home, make salam, read Durood Sharif and Surah Ikhlas. He did that for a few days, and he came and report, now Allah has put me in such a position, I am helping other people out. Whatever difficulties we can think of, whether it is health-wise, financial-wise, problems and fights in the house. One lady went to a maulana and she said, always my husband comes home, we have fights, terrible fights. And give me some ta'weez for that. So maulana gave her ta'weez. After about 2 weeks she came, what a wonderful cake. She said, Maulana, what a ta'weez you gave me. All our problems solved. No more, no fights, no nothing. Love, happiness. Maulana asked, where's the ta'weez? She gave it. He opened it. He showed a blank piece of paper. What he told her, that whenever your husband comes in the house, then you must put it in your mouth. If it comes out, the effect will go away. So when the husband came, she put it in her mouth. Now the husband shouting her, you didn't do this, the children are still not washed, they're not clean, this is not done. And then she fights back, but now she couldn't speak because of the paper. So she didn't speak, and hands don't clap with one hand. You try and clap with one hand, you can't, you need two hands. So she was quiet, so the husband kept quiet. And very soon peace in the house. So if the husband comes in the house, make salam loudly, cheerfully. And salam, what does it mean? What does it mean? Allah Akbar. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala told Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, our father, all our great-great-grandfather, that go to this group of malaika and make salam, and the reply they give you is your salam and the salam of your ummah. So he made and he gave salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One alim from Bangladesh was visiting us many years ago, and he gave three beautiful meanings of salam. The first is the common meaning, which we all know, peace. And peace is no small thing. That is what everyone wants. And everyone is rushing, looking for peace, but they're looking in the wrong places. A person, he had very poor person, he only had one gold coin, and he lost it in his little tin shanty, in his little hut. And then he started looking for it outside on the street, where the street lamp was. He looked, of course, where it isn't, you can't find it. So a friend of his going past, so my friend is very, 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 very constrained, parishan, in trouble. What's it? I lost my gold coin, and that's my only asset in my life. So he said, let me help you look for it. So he started, and as is usual, he asked you, where did you lose it? We can't find it. We're looking so long. He said, I lost it in my tin shanty. Then, and why are you looking for here? He said, there's a bright light here, the street lamp. So you can look for it where it isn't. Till the cows go home, you can't find it there. You have to look for it where you lost it. We lost, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation whom Allah has given us honor in Islam. وَإِنْ نَتْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we look for our honor anywhere else besides Islam, أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Not only we won't find it, Allah will disgrace us. Allah will humiliate us. We have lost our Islam because we're not practicing Islam. And we have lost Islam because those of us who are outwardly practicing, but in the heart we still got the love of dunya, the love of the ways of the kuffar, how can we ever then find success? We can only find success if we are devoted to Islam. So when we so the salam is a peace for us. There will be peace in every way if the reality of salam comes into us. So the one meaning is the general meaning of peace. The second meaning he explained that salam is a name of Allah Ta'ala. As-salamu al-mu'minu al-muhaiminu al-azizu al-jabbar. It means may Allah be with you. Like when the husband leaves, the head of the family leaves the home, if he makes salam, it is as though he's saying, I was here the whole night, I looked after you people, I was your protection, I'm going now. So I'm no more at home the whole day, but I leave Allah to protect you. And they tell him when they reply to his salam, they say, you are going on the street, if you are at home, you are safe. No hijacking, no kidnapping, no robbing, no accidents, nothing. But now you're going to be on the road, all dangers, may Allah be with you. So when making salam, we are giving dua that may Allah be with you. What a great. And the third meaning of salam is that it is a guarantee. When one person makes salam to the other, I'm giving you guarantee. I won't interfere in your respect and honor, in your wealth and money, in your wife, your daughter, your sister, your mother. I give you guarantee, I won't harm you in any way, in anything of yours. And when he replies, he gives you a guarantee. What a wonderful Muslim society we can have if we all just bring salam alive. But instead of that, what we have done, everyone on the phone also, hello, hello, no salam. And what is hello? Hell low. That you telling the person you go to hell. And you go to the lowest place of hell. And he also in return tells you, you also go to hell. He also says hello. And all hello, hello. So we are all, that's what we are, which we are. We've got no peace of mind. We've got beautiful mansions built, wonderful cars, but we haven't got peace of mind. We haven't got we are uneasy. We are all the time, this problem, that problem, running to armies, looking for this solution. Because we haven't got peace in our lives. And peace, where it is, we're not going to find that peace. peace is in making salam. So Allah give us tawfiq. And when the man returns home and he makes salam loudly and cheerfully, and the wife, the family people also reply cheerfully, Allah looks with mercy towards that house. And on which house Allah's mercy is, the malaika in that house, the shayateen, they escape from there. There will be happiness, muhabbat, love, understanding between all the members, barakat in that house, goodness in that house, Quran Sharif tilawat will come, TV will go out, TV with all its filth and dirt and evils that will leave that place. So salam is a very great thing which Allah has given us. We underestimate it very, very greatly. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, afshaw salam bainakum. Spread the salam between you. The word ifsha, which is used in this hadith, means to spread. And to understand the correct meaning of this, it is like if you want somebody, if you want to spread some news in the world, more faster than on the social platforms also. Just tell somebody, I'm telling you this is a secret. Don't tell anyone. And see how it spreads in the world. So if that is ifsha is said. So salam should have been made so common. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if two people are walking together and the tree comes in between, one walks this side of the tree and the other one the other side, when they meet again, just a few seconds, they were sort of separated. They make salam again. This translates in our time, we are two father and son, two brothers, friends, walking from the masjid to the car. We're walking together, we're talking. One is getting in at the passenger door, one at the driver's door. When we get in the car, make salam again. So common it should be. We are in our homes, you are in the bedroom, you went to the kitchen, your wife was there, make salam to her. She comes to you, you are in the bedroom, make salam. Salam must be made common. But unfortunately, we don't hear salam. In Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, all are Muslims, the only Muslims there. But we don't hear the salam there also. The only people who, if you make, who will make salam to you, you will make salam, and if you reply, the next thing will be, I lost my passport, they stole my money. He's a beggar, he wants some money. And the other place you'll hear salam is in your shops, you'll hear, you can be in a Muslim environment, your customers all are Muslim, your suppliers, but you won't hear salam in the shop. The only salam you'll hear, a very nice, clear, distinct salam, Assalamu alaikum, then you know a collector has come to it. So salam is just left for collection of money and for begging. Where is salam? What a noble thing Allah has given us. We who are supposed to be practicing Muslims, we don't practice it. And yet we regard ourselves as practicing. Think for ourselves today, we're living in a Muslim environment, we were at home, we came masjid. Think myself, how many times did I make salam? Or how many times did I hear somebody making salam to me? Hardly. And whereas salam should be so common. On the phone also, and visiting also. When visitors also come, when they are leaving now, then all the, when they come in Kemcho, Haruche, when they going Aujo, Tamubi Aujo, but no salam. And that is out from there. Salam must be common everywhere. So, and what great rewards again on making salam. Allah give us tawfiq. One, you make salam, 10 sawabs. Wa rahmatullah, 20. Wa barakatuhu, 30. And you make salam, may Allah's peace be with you. And that is what we want. We go for holidays to have peace of mind. Lot money, build a big house, swimming pool for peace of mind. But everything, buy smart clothes for peace of mind. Peace of mind is not in all those things. Peace of mind is in salam. And it will bring the whole of Islam in our lives if we just start making our salam. And more than that, wa rahmatullah, Allah's rahmat. And when Allah's mercy comes, what more? Peace from Allah. And then mercy from Allah Ta'ala. Every time one is a greeting, like good morning, good afternoon, whatever and other greetings they are. They're just greetings. How is a greeting? And it's a dua. And what a dua also. That continuously, my daughter is leaving the house, my son is leaving, anyone is leaving, I'm giving them duas, they're giving me duas. We are living in duas. And then, wabarakatuhu. Barakatuhu, barakat. That's all what we want. We all want barakat. Barakat in money, all the time. The barakat in money is also in salam. And assalamu alaikum is the singular in Arabic language. Wa rahmatullah is also the singular. Wa barakatuhu is the plural. Allah knows us better than we know ourselves. Allah knows how much we want barakat. So Allah put the barakat not in the singular, not in the dual, in the plural. That lot of barakat also. But we don't opt for it. PIA, Pakistan International Airlines, the air hostess, the air host, etc., when you're coming in, you're going out, Khuda Hafiz, Khuda Hafiz. No salam. No way there is salam. We have to remove, delete the salam completely. Whereas salam is our life wire. Inshallah, all of us make intention that we'll make salam alive. Whenever we meet, and don't be shy. Today we are shy to make salam also. If we do, we mumble it. Make it loudly and clearly. One Sudani, who was by our Hazrat in Karachi, says when you make salam, then don't say salam alaikum. Somebody, Maulana Abbas Ali Jina, his father was in Brass, old man. And that was the time when the telephone call should go through the telephone exchange. A few old people will remember, not where cell phone and where smartphone. That time one person in a town had a phone. And it was a phone and you had to turn the handle. And then it rings in the exchange. Then there the person picks up and he asks, Nomar, all Afrikaans they should speak. What number you want? You tell him your number, he connects you. And then he listens little while whether you are connected and you have started speaking. So he asked Maulana's father, he says, why you Muslim people, that whenever you speak with one another, you start your conversation, slanum of the cop. And when you finish the conversation, maitum khaslan. Why you people say this always? So his father explained, we don't say that today according to the Afrikaans here, we say salam alaikum. So according to his African, slanum of the cop. And when finished, ma'alaikum salam. How we didn't learn to put salam also. Wa alaikum salam. What we say, ma'alaikum salam. Ma'atum khaslan. So what we have done of our deen, and these are those who make salam. And the vast majority don't make salam at all. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand what our deen is, and to realize that we are very far still from bringing, from having deen in our lives. We are imagining I got deen. A person got a fake passport and he's happy I got a passport. He's going to land him in jail, that passport. A person got a fake visa. If we're going with fake passport and fake visa in the cupboard, what's going to happen to us? Yeah, at the airport, they'll jail you, they'll deport you. But in the cupboard, they don't want to deport you, they'll keep you there and smite you, azab from all four sides, if we don't have the genuine Islam. And Islam is a mercy of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. What a beautiful greeting. And what great things. All what we need is in yes, Allah give us tawfiq, that when we go home, we make salam. Many years ago, I gave a talk to the ladies in Stenger, and I told them when your husband returns home, then you should welcome him in a way, you should dress up nicely, neatly, tall yourself also up, and if it's summer, receive your husband with a nice cold glass of juice, milkshake, something, put a rose petal on top. If it's winter, nice hot soup or something. So I think the first time in my life and perhaps the last time somebody made amal what I told them to do. So one lady, she made amal. Then at night, Isha time, her husband met me. Good way, had good taluk. He passed away. Oh, Allah give all our marhumin jannah. So he told me, Maulana, today something very strange happened. So I came home and I see my wife, she's smartly dressed also. And she got a glass of milkshake and a rose petal and she's offering me. This never happened in our 40 years of marriage. Today, first time, what's wrong? She said, you drinking? I say, no. What? This never happened before. There's poison in there. You made some jadu. What is this? What's happening? So she said, one maulana came and he said, this is how you must welcome your husband. So you are very happy. So he told, after Isha, he told me. Then after 6 months, I happened to go there again. So he told me, Manana, you'll have to come back. That only happened that one day. It didn't happen again after that. So I say, you didn't bring chocolates and give her. You should have taken chocolates and give her. Then she should carry on also. So Allah, give us, really, if we make our salam, see the love in the house. All the striking all the time in the house. No barakat in the house. All the things of the kuffar on the TV screen, all that commercials and all the cartoons and all the, all the things they got, funny things, that Disneyland things, all, what we got there, make spring salam and see the barakah. See, when Quran Sharif reading will come in the house, and namazas will be in the house, you will see with your eyes the barakah, the mercy, the love and kindness between husband and wife. And the simple, easy thing is to start with salam. So we all will try and do that, inshallah. Inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, which I recited, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another, ta'awun. Help one another on bir. Bir, pious, piety. Good acts, good deeds. Help, encourage one another to do good. عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. And taqwa. Taqwa, the fear of Allah, taqwa, the love of Allah, and in the love of Allah, we don't just obey Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. All the different levels of taqwa. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا. And don't help one another alal ismi, on sin. Don't encourage, help one another on committing of sin. وَالْعُدْوَان, transgression. Going over the limits. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. And fear Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah shadidul iqab. Allah's punishment is very severe. Shadid it is. So help one another on good deeds. And don't support and help one another on sin and transgression. And fear the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. That is the translation. Allah reward the Mufassireen, the commentators of the Quran Sharif. Yeah, they have given first a material example for us to understand the reality, our deeni and spiritual reality. They gave a example of dunya, that the whole world by the system and command of Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu arhamur rahimin. His sole control of the hearts of the people, of the system of the world Allah has made. That the entire world, Muslim, non-Muslim, jinn, human being, animals, stone, sun, moon, all are making ta'awun, helping one another on good. For example, we have this water I'm drinking, this glass from which I'm drinking, this water. It is the help of the entire creation that we are having it. We're having our one morsel of rice, one grain of rice. In one morsel, there may be 50 rice grains, 70, 80, 100 rice grains in one morsel. Each grain, see how it has come. I just put it in my mouth. Unfortunately also, most of us, good people, pious people, we don't read Bismillah at the beginning of eating. At the end of eating, we don't read Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amana. All of us know the dua. But reading time, we don't read. Good people know Bismillah. So anyway, so when we take that rice, where did it grow? It grew in Pakistan, in China, anywhere else in the world. What made it grow? The ground. Without the ground, we would never have any of our crops. Wheat, vegetables, fruit, it all grows from the ground. So the ground also worked, and the ground got so much nutrients in nature. Farmers put extra, they put, and they spoil the things also by all the extra, chemicals. Yeah, now it's chemicals, not only fertilizers. All they destroy the real things. But anyway, the ground has got that. then it cannot grow without rain falling. The rain is also helping. It cannot grow without sunshine. The sun is also helping. It cannot grow with the winds that are blowing. That is also required. It cannot, the farm cannot work without spades. And then today actually with tractors which are required. To make one tractor, how many people work? A tractor where all the different parts of the tractor, they are made in different parts of the world. The assembly point is one place, one, many assembly places, but one country, one place they got where they assembling. They're getting the seats from somewhere, the steering wheel from somewhere, the engine block from somewhere, all the things from her, all that is working so that you can get that one grain of rice in your mouth. And then all that cannot happen without the roads. If there are no roads, where the tractor is going to move? And all the people who make the roads, how many people do the department? And then the roads have to be maintained. Otherwise, you don't only have potholes, you get big holes also. Big big holes you have. So the roads have to be maintained. How many people are working in there? And the road department, we see somewhere where the road works. We see how many people are working. We see this truck is coming, that truck loading off sand, that one loading off cement. How many, what and what work is carrying on? Then the road can be built. Without all that, that one grain of rice will not come in your mouth. The whole world is making ta'awun. And then it is what loaded onto the harvesting, the planting of the rice and everything else. And then the harvesting, how many people are working? And after harvesting, they pack it, putting it into bags. And after the bags are loaded on trucks, to make that one truck around the world, the whole world is working. Somebody is working in this part of the truck, somebody in another factory, all gets assembled one place. It comes, we need petrol, we need oil, we need water for the truck. What and what things are not... And all the world is working for it. And then it is transported to the docks, for example. At the docks, all the whole setup there of the cranes, the computer work, the officers, the people who are working, it gets loaded onto the ship. For the ship, how many people are working to build one ship? How many people in the world, all the different things? Without all this, we won't get that one grain of rice in our mouth. We won't get one drop of water in our mouth. All this. Then it is transported over the seas. And where, from which country to which country it goes, loaded off. Again, all the work at the docks, the cranes, etc. Again, then transported to the warehouses. And the packing takes place, transported to the retail shops. And from there, we went buy 1 kilo of rice, 30 rand, 40, 50, 60, whatever the price might be. Can 50, 60 rand ever pay? Not for a kilo of rice, for one grain of rice. The whole world is working. The sun, the moon, the ground, the people, Muslim, non-Muslim, all are working. Where can 60, 70 rand pay for it? Never. It is Allah's system that is working. And all this for my banda, that my banda will be obedient to me. And not only rice we eat, but rice... Today, very one common dish is curry khichri. And today's curry khichri, with all its bachas. There is some aloo fry, and some bhaji, and some... how many things, 8, 10 things go with the aloo fry? All the bachya, the children, and the grandchildren also. The achar, and the chutney, and the papar, and the papri. And then juice also have to be there. How many things? Just imagine what then what is work in the world and Allah's system. Everyone is doing it happily. The person who's got a job as a tractor driver, he's happy. I'm the tractor. I'm getting my wages. I'm the tractor driver. Those people working on the farm, plowing there, they are happy. I got a job. Allah, the whole world with the awanu, help one another. Allah made this help that the world is helping one another. And all to see our one cloth that we wear, clothing, whether it's your kurta, whether it's your topi, how many people have worked? It's made of, it's a cotton. It was grown in Egypt, for example. How many people worked? Then it was weaved and it was made cloth. and then it was dyed, it was packed. Then the tailor worked on it. He cut it up into all different pieces, and then he sewed it all together to measurement, and then we can have one kurta which we are wearing. We are wearing one topi. Who in the world worked for it? We are having woolen clothing, and from the wool of the sheep, for example, all the sheep, they are having their wool. They are sheared. The whole world is helping one another. And Allah made the system that the whole world is in need of one another. Allah made it that nobody can say, I don't need anyone. It can be not only a king, but king of the world. He rules the world. He also needs everyone. The king also has to bow down. To who does the king bow down? The kings don't usually, but the good king, that's mashallah. A good person will look at the good. Who does a king? Yes, even a non-Muslim king, who does he bow down to? The barber. He has to bow down to the barber also. He can't do without the barber. He can't cut his own hair. And you can't stop your hair and give it a notice from now you don't grow. The hair is going to grow and you need the barber. The barber will have to come. He'll have to take out his crown for the barber. And he'll have to go down for in front of the barber. The king is in need of the barber. And the barber needs the pay from the king. He needs the king to build our house or to maintain or anything. Just a water leakage in the house. The tap is leaking. Washer is worn out. It can be the richest man in the town. He needs a plumber. And the plumber needs the rich man to pay him so his work can carry on. And the rich man needs the plumber. The richest man needs everyone in the world to get that food which is now ready cooked. It comes on the plate, your biryani, your roast is ready on the table and you're just eating it. But we don't even say Bismillah. In Bismillah is the shukr for all this year. But we don't say Bismillah. And we don't think a little bit also that where did this whole world work in order for me to get that one morsel. And then to get that one morsel in our hand, all our fingers, how many joints there are? 15 roughly joints, that all the joints. If one finger got a problem, we can't eat. All the fingers have to be. On one occasion, one great alim of Egypt was visiting India. In the process, he met with Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, Rahmatullah, a great alim scholar of Dioban. And they had meals together. So Egyptians normally, they eat with spoon and fork. That's their system. So he was eating with his spoon and fork and knife. So he told Maulana, you also eat with a fork. So Maulana immediately put his fingers out like this and he said, I am eating with a fork. There's four throngs here. Are the four throngs of the fork. And he said, my fork is better than your fork in four ways. That with my fork, I can feel the temperature of the food. Whether it's too hot, if you put very hot food in your mouth, how you burn. With your fork, the fork can't tell you the temperature of the food. And then, with my fork, I catch the food very easily. It just comes. I see you when you are eating, and you want that piece of meat, and you're going with the fork and knife, and it's going this way and that way, you can't catch it also. I just catch it easily. It's my fork, if by mistake, hit my teeth, no real pain. But with your fork, lot of pain. And after eating my fork, I lick my fingers, which is sunnah. And we might not know, but the licking of the fingers, it is sunnah. No food particles must be wasted also. And by licking it, the fingers give off a fluid which digests your food. So many people are in digestion. Now after food, you need gel acid and you need all the other things because indigestion. Just lick your fingers properly and it will digest your food. And then the greatest thing that eating with my fork is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Eating with your fork is the ways of the kuffar. By eating according to sunnah, Allah's rahmat comes down. By eating according to the kuffar, Allah's anger and wrath comes down. So what a beautiful deen Allah Ta'ala has given us. So with our fingers we catch the food so easily. And after that, bring the food to our mouth. Put it in. If there's we got ulcers in the mouth, some sores in the mouth, we can't eat. Who made it all possible? One person in Karachi, he has some illness, so he went for treatment to Europe, America, very many years ago. When he came back, he came to Karachi airport, the family came and fetched him, they knew he's coming. When he came out in a wheelchair, he made a sign like this with the thumb in the mouth. So, I have to say that, because the ladies are listening on the receivers or live streaming, and if they just say they make like this, they won't know now what I'm saying yet. So with his thumb, he was pointing to his mouth. So they understood he needed water. So they gave him water. He took out the tablet from his pocket, put it in his mouth, he drank the water. Now he could talk. He says, when I went for treatment, I didn't have this illness that the spit, saliva of my mouth dries up. Now I got that additional problem also. Now the saliva of my mouth dries up, and when mouth is dry, you can't speak, you can't eat also. People who are acute diabetic, and they get dehydrated, and the mouth, the tongue becomes like stiff and hard. You can't talk, you can't eat anything. So he says, this tablet, it cost me $1. And today, $1, about 20 rands. And it makes spit then for me for 15 minutes. After that, I need to have take another. And we are making spit natural system, the poorest person, the most uneducated person, his mouth is also making spit free of charge. And what we do with our spit? We spit at one another when we are fighting. We spit on the ground. We don't appreciate what the value of the spit is. We think of it as a dirty thing. When we have some little bit flu or something copper, and we spit out all that filth and dirt and muck. But without that, we can't eat, we can't talk, we can't... What are the namas of Allah Ta'ala? So anyway, so your fingers, all these joints, you got spit in your mouth, you're eating, so easy. And we've got 360 joints in the body. And did anyone ever go for servicing? Your motor car, 20,000 kilometers servicing, 6 months servicing. And of the 360 joints in the body, one joint is the elbow joint. We hear many people going for hip replacement, for knee replacement. But I don't think anyone heard of somebody going for elbow replacement. And this elbow, we are eating. How many times we are moving it? The ball bearings don't get worn out. Whole life we are using them. We don't need oiling and greasing. Whole life it is carrying on. And if we did not have this one joint and keep your hands straight like this, and this all perfect, no problem. You got the food in your mouth, but this joint is not working. Try your best to bring your food to your mouth or try to go to your fingers. You'll never be able to do it. If you are not shy, you can try it out now. If you are shy, then go and try it out at home. But don't go and do it in front of your wife. She'll think that which manana came here, he made jadu. What's my husband moving his hand like this the whole time? So go in the bathroom and then lock the door. In case she just comes in, she sees you moving your hand, and then put off the light unless she's peeping through the keyhole, and she sees you moving your hand there all the time. You try till tomorrow morning, you won't success today. Who gave us this one joint? So easy. Did we ever make shukr? Did we ever acknowledge this namat of Allah, of this joint? And where, perhaps you heard somebody saying, my elbow joint pain is very bad. Like a person say, I got back pain, I got knee pain, I got this pain, I got that. Elbow hardly, and we are using it all the time. And in fact, if this joint was not there, what was the fun of married life also? When a new married couple get married, if this joint was not there, how you should go? Like an old man old woman, they want to kiss one another. And husband and wife, and both got Parkinson. And the man all the time is saying, yeah, 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 his head is just moving. And the wife all, no, 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 no. And they try and kiss one another, they missing one another. They try their best to say, they try, they can't kiss one another also. Eh? Who gave us all these namaz? But we don't make shukr to him, we don't appreciate Allah, we don't obey his commands, we break his commands, transgress his commands. So the whole world Allah has put that they help one another. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. In the material life, we all understand. And Allah made it. Allahu Akbar. Allah made it. We are so many people sitting here, different. Some are maulanas, some are shopkeepers, some are doctors, some are lawyers, all different type of people. Who made it such? Allah made it that to serve the community, they need all types of people. Who put it in the heart of somebody that I must become a boiler maker? Who put it in the heart of somebody, I must be a guard and I guard the whole night? Whether it's Muslim, non-Muslim, all, Allah has put it. If a people were forced, you must become a maulana. You must become a boiler maker. You must become a guard. And people should be unhappy. You are forcing me to do something. Today, generally, we try to tell our children, the children, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. I don't want to do that. If we were, government said to force us to do these things, Allah put it in every, and all the needs of a town are satisfied. In the shops we go, where you need a locksmith to make a duplicate key, you will find. You need a tailor, you will find. You need this, you will find. You need this kind of shop, you will find. Everything Allah, how Allah has made the system of the world work. And all are working in unison. And all are working in agreeing with one another. And the whole system of the world, we don't look at Rabbul Alameen. Who is Allah? How is seeing to our needs? So all are helping. And وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Don't, if all the people have to start helping, which the world is going in that direction now, on sin and disobeying Allah. The people going in a direction of all this lesbianism, homosexuality, and helping one another. And government laws are made, parliaments passing laws on evil. What will happen? So help one another on good. Don't help one another on evil. This is the dunya's example in order to understand the real what I have to explain now. That all of us, as we understand, Allah has made the system that the sun has to rise on its time. The sun can't say, I had a bad night last night. Mosquitoes were biting me and I'm sleeping 2 hours extra now. The sun will rise spot on its time. Every day, every part of the world, the winds will blow, the rains will come, everything Allah will do. And Allah sometimes sort of upsets the system. No rains, droughts, too much rains, floods. And that because of what we are doing. Bima kasabat aydin nas, our gunas, then Allah sends a reminder to us that see what you are doing. Now when there are floods, what's the condition? When there are droughts, when there are riots, when there are wars, what's the condition? And at the moment, Palestine, that also all of us think, who of us made dua for Palestine from our hearts for today, one day, Friday is a day, big day for us. Who of us made dua? We hardly making dua. What the difficulty the people are going through. How their lives are. There's Netanyahu killing the Muslims, bin Salman killing Islam in Saudi. And we don't make no dua. Who made dua for Saudi? For that Allah must establish Islamic law. It's by Allah's system that things will happen. We don't make dua for how the Palestinians, what difficulties, hardships they are going through. And it made no difference to our life. My breakfast is still the same. My lifestyle is still the same. If it has changed, for what we will say for the better, but for the worse. More to follow the West. More dunya. More things of dunya we have brought in our lives. who have brought a little bit of simplicity. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali once asked his student and his murid, "You had your breakfast?" Happily he said, "Gee, Hazrat, I had my breakfast." He said, "I'm not asking you about your eggs and your cereal. I'm asking your breakfast of your Fajr Namaz. You read your Fajr Namaz properly. You had concentration in your Fajr. You read your Yasin after Fajr. All of us, how many of us read our Yasin today? You read your Tilawat of Quran Sharif. How many of us read our Quran Sharif Tilawat? You read your Ayatul Kursi. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person, the Sahaba say amongst themselves that we didn't find any sensible, any intelligent person who does not read the 10 ayat every morning and every night. What are the 10 ayat? The first 5 ayats from Alif Lam Mim Tal Muflihun. And then the 2 ayats are Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum till the ruku. And then the 3 ayats of the end of the surah, Lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. A person who reads the 10 ayats morning and night. It comes in the hadith, an authentic hadith, absolutely authentic. The reader of it, shaitan doesn't, if you read it in the morning till the night, shaitan doesn't come near him. He won't tempt you, make this guna. Look at that woman. Go at this filthy sight on the phone. Do this, fight with your wife. Argue and shout your wife. Shaitan will be out of your life. The place you read it, shaitan doesn't come there. You read it in your car, you read it in your shop, you read it at home, shaitan doesn't come there. And the third thing is that you get saved from surprises undesired surprises in your wealth and your family. You don't hear any sad thing about the family. This one is taken ill. Crooks got in the house. Robbery took place. Nothing about your wealth. Nothing about your family if we read this. And the fourth is that if you read it on a mad person, he also will get shifa. So powerful these 10 ayats are. And the narrator of the hadith says, if a person who has learned Quran Sharif reads it, he'll never forget his Quran Sharif. How valuable. Who of us had this breakfast this morning? Who of us had this supper? Dunya thinks we're eating and with the chutneys and with the achar and with the papers and with the papris and every extra we got. But our deen, we're not having the basics of our breakfast of the morning. And so many more things. A person who reads, for example, 27 times, Allahumma ghfir li walil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimeen wal muslimat, oh Allah forgive me, and all the believing men and women, and all the believing and all the Muslim men and women, a person who reads it, as many Muslims as there are in the world, so much thawab Allah gives you. If there are 2 billion Muslims in the world, you are earning in 27 times reading it, which will take you a minute, perhaps just over a minute, 22 billion thawab you will get. Allah will make you mustajabud da'wat. Your du'as will be accepted, all your du'as. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will feed the whole creation, man, jinn, animals, birds, fish, all Allah feeds them by the barakat of this year. So you will be working when you just read that. Who had the breakfast this morning? Who had our spiritual lunch this afternoon? Who had our spiritual supper? Dunya thinks we eat the best, but we don't even make one Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. We don't think, thank Allah. While eating, a person who reads, and after eating, a person who reads the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives all his sins. Imagine you eating roast and you eating biryani. Just by reading the dua, your sins are forgiven. You didn't get up for tahajjud. You didn't make long salatu tawbah namaz and all your sins. But we don't appreciate our deen. Dunya sins, we go to the extent of wearing torn jeans because the kuffar are doing it. We go to the extent of wearing patched jeans, and we pay more money for patched jeans and for torn jeans just because it's the tariqah of the kuffar. We wear half socks because we got half brains. that we pay more money for half stocks. Only a person who got no brains, not half brains, who got no brains will do that. So Allah Ta'ala has given us everything. So help one another on good as Allah has made the system of the world. Take a lesson from there. And we all must help. And if we, the spiritual life, our deeni life, if we help one another, we ta'awanu ala al-bir, on all goodness, on all these things we help one another. Not going to play paddle tennis, which is so haram it is completely. 84 old lady went. 84 year old lady. She fell down and in 2 days she passed away. Allah forgive us all. What's the necessity of an old lady going to play paddle? She can't walk straight. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says when a man and old become, man and woman become old, kamar jukke mithal kamani hui, the back bend and it became like a bow. Bow and arrow, how the bow it is bent like that. Your back, now you are bent, the old lady, the old man. Kamar jukke mithal kamani hui, koi nana hua, koi nani hui. Now somebody is nana baji, somebody is nani ma now. Is baalo par sufedi jab ghalib hui, when the whiteness came more over on the beard, beard turned white. Koi dadi, koi dada hua, koi dadi hui. Now somebody is dada baji, somebody is dadi ma now. What is it? Kya bharosa is jawani ka? What you putting your trust on your youth? Old age is going to come. If more didn't come, old age will come. If we don't now, we met up with an accident and now we are bedridden, just sitting in a wheelchair, just sleeping on the bed all the time. And in any case, old age will come and we can't walk straight now. It takes us now 15 minutes, what we used to do in 15 seconds. Now it takes us 15 minutes to do, to appreciate this youth that Allah help one another on good. Not on evil, not on this terrible wrong things that are carrying on. So now, after understanding the dunya's things, it will be easy. Hopefully we understand how important it is that we help one another. Allah says, ta'awanu, help one another. As dunya, Allah made the system, it has to be done. Muslim, non-Muslim, animals, mountains, rain, sun, all are helping one another in order for that. Not only rice, then all, how many things there are on the table, what kinds of fruit there are, what kinds of juices, how many, what and what mammoths we are having, having breakfast, having 10 o'clock tea, having lunch, 4 o'clock tea, supper, nightcap, all the time we are eating, Allah is giving us. Like that, ta'awanu, help on deen also, on alal bir, all good things. But the first, most important of good actions, iman. Help one another on iman. Today our iman is very, very at a very low ebb. When we eat, the first thing we should think is correct our aqidah, our beliefs. And don't believe that this food is going to fill my stomach. I'm very hungry, bring the food. The food is not going to, only Allah's command can have fill your that will bring this food is not good for me. It gives me gas, it gives me indigestion. That food is not good. Bring this kind of food. No food can do anything. It is all by the will of Allah. We have to, when I have my medicine with this full yaqeen, medicine can't give me shifa. Allah gives me shifa. But we, today, we have our medicine. Good people, no bismillah when we drink the medicine. We feel, if I didn't have my tablets today, now today is a problem. My blood pressure, my this, my that. It's not the medicine, it is Allah. And the second, the niyat while we are sleeping, while we are eating, while we are doing everything, is order, in order to fulfill the commands of Allah. Not to break the laws of Allah. We don't fill our stomach people, Allah keeps them sick, and that's good for them. Allah knows if they get help, they just go and commit guna. Some people, Allah keeps them poor, and that's good for them. If money comes in their pocket, they just use it for haram. So when Allah has given us food, He has given us money, use it in the obedience of Allah. Make our niyat, I'll have a good night's sleep, then I'll make Allah's ibadah. I will serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala. I will teach children deen, etc. make the good intention for all. I eat and I'll get strength not to go and make zulam on my wife, not to oppress my wife, my neighbors, etc. Not to go and commit haram. I will use it in the obedience of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Then do it according to the sunnah tariqah. And then see our eating, how goodness will come in this life. And akhirat, what great rewards we will get. A person, while he's eating, if he just reads this, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Alhamdulillah, he makes shukr to Allah. Allah loves him. In other words, he's the wali of Allah. To become the wali of Allah, if we can't get up for tahajjud, we can't spend money in the path of Allah, we can't go for jihad, we are frightened. And you just read Alhamdulillah when eating, and you'll be the wali of Allah. But we don't know Alhamdulillah. All we eating time, the salt is not right, this is not done right, this is wrong. How many of our wives are cooking for us day in and day out. Did ever any one of us tell our wife any time, Jazakallah, you cook for me? Who of us told? Anyone told his wife, Jazakallah, that you cook for me, I appreciate it. But let the salt be a bit less. Let it be too hot or let it be gone cold and see how we come down on them. How we fight with them. Is that the way of forget? One Dr. Mayat, somebody, many of us might know him, he was in Polokwane, Petersburg. A real lover of the Quran Sharif. He told me one time, a white man, non-Muslim man, ate with him. He was very hospitable. So, and of course his wife won't bring the food, come in front. So he should go bring. The children had left home, they were grown up. So after eating, he told, I tell your wife, I enjoyed the meal. Tell her, thank you very much. A non-Muslim white man. So he went, he told his wife. She dropped all her tools, everything. Her hands on her side. She say, who and who did not eat in our house till today? Great pious people also. And till today, nobody told me, thank you, Jazakallah. A white man, he appreciated. And she told him, you also didn't tell me one day thank you, Jazakallah. That is our condition. We don't, and why can't we say it if we don't think about it? Those who think of it, the lump of pride in the throat won't allow that jazakallah. How can I tell? She's like my slave woman. We take our wives as slave woman. That they must work for us. They must slave for us. And just to say jazakallah, we can't say. Please, whenever we ask them something, please won't come out. How be? I'm the big shot of the house. How can I tell her please? She must just jump there to my commands. That's not the way a Muslim lives. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the best amongst you is that person who has got the best akhlaq, character. And your character is the best with your wife, how you treat your wives. If we have to ask our wives, that what do you think, how, what kind of a husband am I, a good husband? Then that we'll get our answer very clearly there. And we can see, outside we go in jamaat, we go in khanka, we go with friends, then we are very good with one another. But at home with the wife, how we treat her. The best akhlaq must be with the wife. That must be the place we show our best character. And if you want to know how we are, go and get your report from your wife. She will give you your report who, what you are. And that is for me also. If I also go home and ask for my report, there you talk big, big, big there. And I'll get my proper report there that what you are like. So anyway, that is where we have to correct ourselves. So ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa. On good things let us help one another. Allah made this whole setup, provided everything for us. And the biggest thing in all this is to take the lesson that we all help one another on good. But we don't help one another. We don't encourage one another. Who of us told today or for the past year, we told somebody that start namaz. Namaz is important. You must read namaz. Allah reward my eldest brother when I was about 15, I think. My mother had passed away, so there was nobody in the house, females, so she should come with his wife, they should cook for us for the week. So he asked me for a musalla to make namaz. So I gave him, he said, your musalla? So we don't make namaz. You want to make namaz? Yes, a musalla, you make namaz. He told me, no, you have to, namaz is farz. You have to. And from then, alhamdulillah, Allah gave me tawfiq. 15, today I'm so much, Allah gave me tawfiq, he's getting all the sawab. Who did we tell make namaz? Namaz is important. Read Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif, barakat. You don't have to be a maulana to do that. To tell your wife and your children, you don't have to be a maulana. You don't have to be a hafizah. Everyone we tell, we encourage one another. And see what good. Ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa. Wa la ta'awanu alal ismi wal udwan. And don't help one another on sin. Today we are doing exact the opposite. On sin, we encourage one another. That go for the university education, education, where they teach you that we are born from monkeys. Darwin's theory of evolution. Go for this, go for that. For dunya Singh, I will book your ticket. We're going for cup final. I will do this. For dunya Singh, I will book your holidays. You go for honeymoon. I will book your holidays. For dunya Singh, we support one another. For haram things. And for deen things, then we tell your little child, two-year-old child, or two-week-old child, if it's a boy and you put on kurta, the good old woman of the house also say, from now already kurta? But you put on with a t-shirt with all that funny writing on it. Nobody will say, now already like the Jews and Christians you're dressing them. Now it say they look so cute. And the poor old lady, she haven't got teeth in her mouth. She can't even pronounce cute. She can't even talk properly, but she's a child is so. For deen's sake, we don't help. Allah ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa. Help one another. And everyone according to his level. And for the ulama particularly. If we don't speak out the truth, today ulama also feel that we must rather keep quiet, keep the peace. The mutawallis will tell, the prominent people in the town will tell the ulama, don't speak of controversies and all that. Just let the evil carry on. Don't speak about the truth. All wrong food is coming in the market. Junk food. And this modified one. All that. But don't tell anyone. Just keep the peace. That we all think we must expose these people who are bringing that. But in lean people who are doing wrong, we say no, you don't cause friction. Mustn't upset anyone. Deen is the most important. Speak about, tell the people. Hazrat Muhammad Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, when I heard people are criticizing me, I made Allah shukr. It means I'm speaking the truth. As long as you don't speak the truth, people will just be praises. He's a very pleasant maulana. He doesn't speak against anyone. Not against shaitan, not against the Jews, not against anyone. He's at peace with everyone. So we want that. With the haram, how can we keep quiet about it? Any person who got the least bit of sense, how can we keep quiet about the haram? It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Allahu Akbar. For the evil, if we aided it in the least way, so much so that there was something organization, according to those days, those people who just provided the ink and ink pots, a small insignificant thing, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be put into coffins of iron and thrown into Jahannam. Because they supported the wrong. And they didn't speak about the right. And today we keep quiet. We don't speak. How much wrong is carrying on? Islam is being distorted. Islam is being destroyed. Islam is being promoted on video, on films, on the shaitan books. Islam is being promoted. And been spread in that way. And we keep quiet. Islam, men and women are mixing. And openly, panel discussion, we go and teach in the madrasa class, boys and girls sitting together. In the schools, boys and girls sitting together. And it means nothing to us. We're destroying Islam. We go and perform a nikah, where we know there are photos being taken. We know that the people are mixing. And what we say, we are doing damage control. That as much as we can, we're trying to control it. We cause the fire and then we say make damage control. Control the damage. It is our duty, especially not only the ulama, kullukum ra'i, each and every one is responsible. Man ra'a minkum munkaran. Whoever sees any wrong, it is his duty that he stops it according to his capacity. If you're an ordinary person, don't go and come here on the mimbar and tell the people. That's not your work. Leave that for the imam. But in your house, it's your work. Kullukum mas'oolun ar-ra'iyyatihi. Everyone will be questioned about his herd. And we never speak. We can't tell our wives today. We can't tell our daughters when they are doing wrong. It is our duty, according to our jurisdiction, where we have to speak the truth. Don't hide it. And many people say that there will be differences, but don't let the differences go into arguments and fights. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had differences with the Quraysh, who didn't want to accept Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. So he didn't, and Allah didn't tell him that don't let your differences go into arguments. Differences went into jihad and war, where the kuffar were killed and sent to Jahannam. The Muslims got martyred and went to Jannah. The warfare took place, jihad took place. So a mu'min must stand for deen. And Allah has made these differences to come about to see who is it who will stand for the truth and who is it who will keep quiet. If you got an exam paper and there is a question that is asked, that when did the 1820 settlers come to the Cape? And then you are given options to answer 1820 or 1850 or 1890. Now still people get confused. The question is asking you when did the 1820 settlers come to the Cape? And you said, now if there was only one answer, 1820, then it's not an exam also. So if there are no differences between the people, but when there are differences, now see who is right and wrong. It's every individual's duty to see who am I following. In the dunya's things, we see carefully who is this who wants to make this deal with you. We don't want a con man to come here. And then he cons us and he rips us with millions. He rips us with all things. We are careful. For deen, we don't worry. We say let everything entertain everyone in our masjid also. Whoever wants to come, and they bring all their filth and dirt here in the masjid, even if Hindus want to come and with their bhajan and all those things, let them also come. And the Shias want to come, let them also come. And the Barelvis want to come, let them also come. Let all come. Who allows that in his house? We allow something like that in our house. Well, we allow drug addicts to come in our masjid and have their programs here and advertise and sell their drugs. Much more worse than drugs is the evil of spoiling the aqidahs and the practices of the people. Their sunnahs are being trampled and bidat is being promoted, and that we keep quiet about. It is our duty, it is our bounded duty that we stand up. And differences there will be. Allah has made it like that. And why? Allah wants to see who will stand for my sake for the truth and who will want to keep quiet and keep peace with even shaitan and make peace with everyone, make peace with shaitan also. No, that is not the case. So وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. Remember, you can please the people, you can pass your life, that you are a very good molisaf. He never even forget killing a fly. He never chased the fly away also. And he never told anyone you are doing wrong. He just, his children didn't learn sabak, he didn't tell anyone. He gave them sweets, you didn't learn sabak. Everything he's giving, and he's not doing any, didn't tell anyone this is wrong what you are doing. That is wrong. Everyone, he said, very good, very good. What will happen in the qabr? The benchmark is not just dunya and pleasing people. We have to please Allah. We have to see what will happen to us in the qabr and in akhirah. So be very careful who we are following. People who want us to have with peace, everyone, or people who want us that we must follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a bayan. And in the bayan, the sahaba say, Zarafat minhal uyun. Tears were flowing from everyone's eyes. Wajilat minhul qulub. Hearts were trembling. A very effective bayan. Sahaba say, oh Allah's Rasul, it looks this is your final sermon, your final parting advice. Give us some special advice. Among the advisors, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Taraktukum alal bayda. I've left your people, I've purified your religion. A pure, clear religion. Layluha ka nahariha, the night riha, The night of the day of that religion is like the day. In other words, no dark spots, no gray areas, clear areas, clear, clear. Al-halalu bayyinun, wal-haramu bayyinun. Halal is clear, haram is clear. So follow the correct path. So such a clear religion. Addu alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashidin. Follow my sunnat and the sunnat of the khulafai rashidin. And addu alayha bin nawajis. Hold firmly onto the sunnat. Don't go onto modern things. Don't promote the things of the West. Don't promote the things of the enemies of Islam. Promote our deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he sacrifices. What he sacrifices for the deen. And today we are destroying the deen of Nabi. The Sahaba, how, what great sacrifices. And the whole annals of Islam. People have given great sacrifices. Blood for this deen. Actually blood they gave for the deen to flourish and come about. Today we are trampling and destroying the deen by keeping quiet, by pacifying and promoting the evil and the wrong. Allah give us guidance. And remember, every one of us has to die. And when we go in the qabr, we will be according to our actions there. And we have to live our life, not how people want, not how my life. I also can live nicely, all of us, make peace with everyone. Tell everyone whatever haram is also carrying on. No, it doesn't matter, man. Things are like that. That's how the world goes. Just carry on. What in the qabr, what will happen? And we're going to be in the qabr ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of Qiyamah. And then will be the day of Qiyamah, which will be khamsina alfa sana, 50,000 years long. Then we'll have to cross pool sirat, 1,500 years. Then we won't be able to make a decision. Either we'll be put to Jannah or we'll be put to Jahannam. And that will be forever. So it's not a matter of our 60, 70 years of this dunya. It is a matter of our eternal life of the Akhirah. May Allah make me, all of us, understand. And let us understand our deen, our responsibilities and our duties. And what we are here for, we are not here to build mansions and houses like Fir'aun and Haman. And we are not here to live it up like the kuffar. And just live a careless life like the animals. We are here for a mission and a purpose. We are here for the deen of Islam. To make our akhirat. To make the deen of Islam. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.